News comes out on Thursday, the name changed to Embers Bakery and Cafe.
That's the one. That's the big news. We've got a couple more announcements we shared that day too. But man, the life that has been breathed into this place since you showed up too, like let's not overlook that. I guarantee the people on the airwaves have heard the chatter going on in the background all
good
morning.
Good crowd so. This morning. Good crowd.
Yeah. So Embers Bakery and Cafe, that's a decision that we've been really marinating on and going back and forth about for about 8 months. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what makes sense. What is the identity of this bakery under the Ambrees family? And so had conversations with Matt. I mean, we call it intense fellowship, which is the polite way to say we argued about what we were going to do, but landed on Embers as we thought about all of the things that have made this bakery, this space, what it is. The embers signifies to us that low glow at the end of a flame. And as you think about what a flame is, it's that bonfire in the middle. You have people sitting around it. They're exchanging memories, ideas. They're making memories. They're singing. They're celebrating something. And as that flame starts to die down, what's left is that low glow of those embers at the end of the night, and that signifies the time that was had by those people. And so as we think about what Embers represents, it is 67 years of so much life that has been breathed into this space, and we're prepared to make the same commitment that the Sainert family had to this place, to this community, to our customers, to our team, that is going to take us, you know, from here and beyond. And so we're going to throw some more fuel on that flame and kick up what we think is some really exciting news, how we can continue to serve our team, our customers, but also this community as a whole. So that's the basis behind the name change. That's where we finally came to. This is what this place is and represents. So if you head on down the hallway where we have the restrooms, we have that history of Sainert's Bakery from Harvest Bakery back in 1957 when Walt and Gene purchased, all the way up to when Matt took over in the 90s, and then Alex and I in 2021. So want to give a really great nod to how this place has evolved from, you know, a space that I think was a grocery store at one point, and now is what I call a community inflection point, where people gather, do the things that you can overhear. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on the radio, you know, meeting with people, talking, making memories, reconnecting. That's what it's all about, and that's what that Embers name means to us.
Also, you're expanding a little bit too, aren't you?
A little bit seems like an understatement. Yes, on Thursday we did announce that we are expanding in the community of McCook. And so anyone that's familiar with where Daylight Donuts Oz Tex was on the western side of town on C Street. So that space was a drive-through. And so we will be reconverting that space into a drive-through coffee and donut shop. We'll be serving breakfast and lunch. We're still ironing out some of the details on what that menu looks like. But we have a target date in October to try and get those doors open. A way to, again, continue to serve the community. So we're really grateful that this is the gathering space, but we know that sometimes convenience wins, and we see a great opportunity to be in that space, one that people are familiar with, to revive some of those memories that people have in that space as well. So we're excited. We're still putting pieces together, but I think it's going to be a great thing. Another great way that we can serve the community. The school's just right there up the street, so another way that we can serve a totally new audience as well. I think we think about seeing a lot of Central and St. Pat's kids because of proximity, so it's another way that we can try and get that crowd serviced if they're looking for another place to go.
Well, congrats on the big news, no question, big news, and thank you for hosting us once again for Coaches Coffee Club. There's no, I always say this, no better venue than right here.
Well, we are very, very glad, and I made a joke to you earlier, like the life that gets breathed into this place every Saturday because of the people that come in that people get to hear from, and people show up to see those people talk, and people show up because life breeds life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, energy breeds energy, and we're extremely grateful that you continue to show up.